there. This is a Republic of Texas Radio / Rantings of a Sane Man. At least I hope I'm sane. I would like to be. I'm proven that I'm insane, you know, and this stuff not to be really happening, but I don't think that's really going to happen, unfortunately. My sanity is in question by, you know, quite a few times. But it is, what, August the 11th already? Man, year's just a flitting by, ain't it? I don't know. You know, that's something, you know, I am going to start talking more about, you know, technology. I like talking about that. Some of y'all definitely probably have better access than I do to it, seeing as how you have the interweb at your disposal just right at hand. I have to work at it a little bit harder. You know, I do a lot of reading, look at a lot of footnotes, you know, a lot of references, and I will go down. I will, you know, periodically check, you know, truthfulness of things, but I'll go down and do my own searches. I can access it periodically when I need it. It's kind of a pain. But I try to, you know, stay a little closer to things that I have some bit more idea of the reality that's around us. In fact, my mother this week brought up an article of all things. Maybe some of what I'm talking to her is sinking in, you know, without scaring her too much. And I apologize for my voice. I am a little bit hoarse. I've got a young pup that's going through a difficult time, the terrible twos, I guess it might be. But she got this little magazine that comes around town, and, you know, and now that we're, you know, the least affordable place to live in Texas, you know, we've got all kinds of just hawks and vultures in here with all kinds of stuff. Heck, we've even got our own ghost tours in downtown Fredericksburg now. I don't remember anyone ever talking about ghosts. You know, been downtown a lot when I was a kid. When it was actually you know, almost like a ghost town. It was actually nice and peaceful. We can say that. You know, you had Dietz Bakery down there. You could go in and buy, man, just wonderful breads. Just awesome bakery. It's gone now. And if it was still here, they'd be charging $25 for a bagel, which they didn't make bagels. Anyway, my mother brought up this article. She said, read this. She said, I'm starting to believe you what's going on in this town. And I said, what? She said, just read this. Here's the, I've talked about, you know, how, you know, communication means nothing anymore because we're so interconnected. You know, communication doesn't mean anything. You know, I can remember, you know, when I wanted to, you know, every, you know, two or three times a year, you'd get a call from Aunt Jenny in Lubbock, you know. And Aunt Jenny just had this all just real Texas, you know, country drawl. And just loved Aunt Jenny. Man, it was special when you heard from her. You know, now, you know, Aunt Jenny calls on the phone. It's like, "Can I talk to Aunt Jenny?" "Oh, no. You know, I can do that anytime. You know, I can talk to my best friend in China, you know, half a millisecond." So communication really doesn't mean as much as it used to. And that's why there's all these Facebook wars and everything else. I'm talking about basically what Charlotte Israby wrote a whole great book about, well documented. You know, I like paper in my hands. I like to read and be able to flick back and reference things. You know, it's like, wow, I remember what chapter was that. You know, flick back real quick and right about here and find it real quick. I don't. Some of y'all can probably do that on a computer, but I don't know. I've done that ebook thing a few times and it kind of confusing for me. I still like, you know, flipping pages, but. So, yeah, you know, I'm talking about, you know, how I've seen society around us change because I don't have the instant access to the Internet. I don't know, maybe I'm not saying that I'm smarter than a lot of the people out there, but maybe those of us who don't have it, what we do take in, you know, I sit and I actually think about it. You know, I think about it, and I retain things in my own head instead of in the cloud. So I don't know. It's I will be out somewhere and just out of the blue, something will, you know, bring back a flashback, I guess you might call it. You know, I guess it might even be a bad flashback, depending on what's coming back to me, because it'll either confirm or deny, you know, something that I've got, you know, in the back of my head. From what I see, like I said, I know there are good uses. It could be great uses for all this technology, but you've got to understand that at its base core, you know, it's all been taken in and studied and developed and released to us sporadically, and it has been basically weaponized. You know, there might even be good parts of the weapon, you know, but you know, even too much of a good thing can kill you, you know. And you know, if if the good is even evil, then it pretty much makes the whole daggum system that we've been given evil. And it's convenient. You know, it's very convenient. You can talk to your best friend in China in half a millisecond. Or that might even be slow nowadays. I'm kind of a pterodactyl guy out here. But anyway, she brought up, I'm talking about the degradation of people's cognitive capacity. Okay. This article is IV Hydration Therapy for Hangover Relief by Robin Fleck, MD, local resident. And she looks like she could be walking out of a movie like Beach Blanket Bingo or something like that, but that movie done in, like, today's world. I mean, Dr. Robin Fleck, MD. IV hydration enriched with vitamins and minerals has been touted as a cure-all for brain fog, jet lag, the flu, and even hangovers. Walk-in IV hydration stations have been spreading throughout the United States, with a flourishing and growing wine industry here, an increasing number of visitors are overindulging in spirits. Treatment centers offering IV hydration supplemented with B vitamins and minerals is a relatively new phenomenon appearing in larger cities where there is a need for rapid improvement in hangover symptoms. Gee, there's a great need for rapid improvement in hangover symptoms in big cities. Any of you big city folks out there got anything to say on that? Feel any different than a small town person when you're hungover? Smaller towns and cities usually do not have this demand. However, Fredericksburg is home to over 100 wine tasting bars and a growing number of microbreweries and distilleries, I will add, and various other things, which attracts over 1 million visitors every year. Put that visitors / drunks. It's kind of a brainless thing. You know, I bartended for 14 years. You know, I've been around a lot of drunks. What's happening now is completely different than a lot of people that used to visit my place used to be. But a client's history is taken to confirm no underlying medical issues exist. Data. They're getting more of your data. Come on and get rid of that hangover. All we need is a little bit of your data. It's not important stuff, really. Don't worry. Do you own a firearm, et cetera, et cetera? Well, that doesn't really have anything to do with it, but I'm hungover, so sure I own firearms. Data, the new money. I'm sorry. Then an IV is started, and fluid, vitamins, and minerals are replaced in about an hour. Medications targeting client-specific symptoms, such as headache, nausea, and body aches, are also administered. Gee, we're going to give you some good pharmaceuticals while you're in here, too. It's all for your good. Yep. While the processes which lead to hangovers are still poorly understood, when I first read this, I stopped right there and I said, no, that's one of the first things that really one of the main things I remember from physiology class was alcohol, ethyl alcohol, decreases the secretion of antidiuretic hormone in your endocrine system, which makes your body shed water. You become diuretic, which leads to, and they do get it. She finally gets it here. The symptoms include headache. Dehydration leads to that. Reduced cognitive function, yeah. Drowsiness, yeah. Fatigue, nausea, overall body achiness, yeah. When you're very, very thirsty and you're dehydrated, yeah, that's what happens. But the processes are still poorly understood. Gee, and they got all them supercomputers and everything to look at everything and analyze everything. They can't figure out what ethyl alcohol does. Anyway, these symptoms occur usually after a bout of heavy drinking, but after the blood alcohol level drops to zero, usually the next day. Well, that's what hair of the dog was for. However, blood levels of other noxious chemicals and metabolites of alcohol are just peaking when hangover symptoms begin. Studies have shown that red wines and dark whiskeys are more likely than white wines or vodka are likely to cause hangover. I don't know if that's a misprint by her or the magazine, but it's pretty common for today's world. Leading many to propose that the methanol, coloring, and flavorings in the darker spirits are responsible for hangover symptoms, rather than the alcohol itself. Hospital emergency rooms have administered such treatments for hangovers for many years at emergency room pricing. Walk-in IV hydration stations are able to cut the cost of such treatment by about 90%. Robin Fleck, MD, is a double board-certified dermatologist and internist, recognized by the American Board of Dermatology and the American Board of Internal Medicine, and has holdings in the IV Hydration Systems of America. Now, I added that last one. But this, it's like flies coming into a big steaming fresh pile of crap. The stuff that's going on around in this town, folks, when Steve, who used to be on here with me and hopefully will be again, he's on sabbatical. I hope I can hold out without him. It kind of feels weird without my, I guess I was his sidekick, basically. But it kind of feels weird being here doing this all. I am going to depend on y'all for input a lot. But I'm just, when Steve first moved here, he loved it because the population sign said 8911. 8,911 people when he first moved here. Then the 2010 census came around, and I think it went up to 10,000 something. I somewhere in that range. It ran up a couple of thousand. I guarantee you in 2020 when the census is done, it's got to be 30,000, 40,000, I don't know. This place has just gone like flies to a great big fresh stinking pile of poo. I mean, it's just, they're just coming in here and feeding on it, and just, it's unbelievable. But I don't know who I'm more revolted at, the person who put this magazine together, the person who wrote this article, because in this picture she's not wearing a white coat, but I'm sure she does. Because she's, been to the Get Smart place and, taught to use her own mind and everything and help people. No, she's trying to normalize to people that you get hydrated through IV. Kind of like, you don't even have to drink Brondo. For those of you out there who've seen Idiocracy, well, you mean drink? We can hydrate by drinking water, like from the toilet. They're normalizing Idiocracy. It has become a documentary, a very truthful documentary. If you take an honest look at the world around you, I know the people that are listening to this program, even those of you who are listening who we really don't want listening, are the ones who we are trying to stop from doing what they're doing. I know y'all look at the world and say, yeah, and sometimes I can almost see your point. But, people, if they were left to their own devices and they had to exactly, use their wits and their common sense to survive in the world, they would not be like what we're surrounded by now. I have seen the change, folks. I have honestly seen it. I did have a flip phone at one time. It didn't have texting and all that stuff. Hell, the phone I'm talking to you on right now, I've got the basic service I can. I don't even have caller ID. So, people get mad at me when they call me and they say, well, why didn't you call me back? I'm like, well, you didn't leave a message. It's like, well, didn't you see my number? I'm like, no, I don't have caller ID. And they're like, and you're still breathing? My God. You're weird. You're a deviant. I have seen the change. And, I see, I don't know if I've told on this program, I had a friend who was very, 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 was the smartest person I know I've ever been anywhere around. But also did the most drugs of anyone that I ever knew. And that maybe is what kept him sane around the rest of us morons, really compared to this guy's, capacity. This guy double majored in math and physics with no sweat. I mean, it was just... He was definitely a DARPA wannabe. That I know he was heavily recruited, and he's dead now. He died in one car accident out, and he was living out in Boulder, Colorado. And he thinks that Dave got into something and found out what he was really doing, and said that's just wrong. Dave was a good guy. He really was, but smart. I mean, I actually watched this guy. I was happened to be over at his place, and I knew his roommate too, and was over there. It's my wilder days, and. He said, hey, man, what's going on? No, not much, man. What are you up to? He said, oh, I'm up to take a statics test. He opens up his little bottle, drops a couple of little dots onto his hand and licks them, and says, see you later, takes two hits of microdot and goes off to take a statics test. That was this guy. I mean, just, I think that's probably the only thing that kept him sane amongst us. This guy might have been an alien. I don't know. He was definitely different, but just a really good guy. he was perfect for the depths of DARPA. You know, and he told me, I went over to his place one time, and he goes, hey, look at this. He said, check this out. He goes, I pick up my phone, and I dial the number, and I set it on this cradle, and it goes, beep, 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 and he goes, man, it connects me up with the mainframe computers, and I can access the mainframes. You know, I've got free access to them. And he did. He like I said, Dave was one of them wunderkind. He had access, full access to that as far as anyone knew, and if he didn't have access, he could have figured out how to get it, because that was just Dave. He was one of those guys that if something, you know, puzzled him, he figured out how to do it, either that it could be done or pretty much in Dave's mind that it couldn't be done. If it was in Dave's mind, you could pretty much bet that at least the technology we had, you couldn't do it. So, but he told me long ago, he said, you know, these things, he said, they could be great. He said, man, what's coming with these things, these computers? He said, but there's also a lot of things that they're going to be able to do that are going to be real bad for most of us out there. And I remember that. That stuck with me. Because, like I said, this guy was, he might, I don't know, we might have already be on Mars, but if Dave was still alive, we probably definitely would be there if they would have, at least if they would have released the technology he could have figured out for us. But so I know what it's done to society. I've sit back and I watched it, and I've got a lot of friends who are involved in it. A lot of those friends will, you know, agree that it's bad, but then it will come down to, it's like, well, I got to have it, you know, for business and this. I'm like, I know. They've made a requirement. They have made it essential and necessary. You know, like the guy down owns a smoke shop down here, you know, Dave, you know, because he sells beer and cigarettes and everything. And he's got to have those licenses and all that stuff. You know, he said, we didn't want to get computerized. He said, you know, we're a small store. We don't have that, you know, it's not that hard to keep up with what goes on here. He said, but they made us, because of our licenses, they made us go computerized. You know, so everything's on the computer. Everything is out there. Everything is free. If you present the right problem, person with the right problem, that's not a problem anymore, because that person will sit and figure it out, and that's what they love to do. And lots of those guys that are working for what we're fighting against. You know, all they want is the thing. You know, and when you really think about it, they really don't have to hack into anything, because it's come out publicly that all the chips have, you know, not even a back. They've got a layer that's just, I guess, whoever does Intel, you know, the Israelis, whoever you want to say is at the head of this, the reptoids from the planet Pop-Tart. You know, someone out there has access to it. Keystroke logging. Yeah, so every message you've typed and said, oh, I'm not going to send that email, well, it's been keystroked and it's been logged in an account under your name. And all this stuff will come back to bite everyone. Do I know this as a positive? Well, no, not exactly. Can I see patterns? Can I see taking information and correlate it and collate it and categorize it and then sift it back and set it back for later use and bring it back up and correlate it and tie things together and see tendrils and trails and all kinds of things that a web is made up of? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that's the web, right? Okay. Well, none of those, it's generally not a good thing. I guess, you know, webbing can be good for, like, holding down equipment and stuff, but, you know, the web itself, you know, we know where it came from. We know what it does. So I've seen the change, and I'm talking about the change in people's attitudes, people that will read in IV hydration therapy and say, well, that's really great. Isn't it wonderful? We don't even have to drink water anymore. And those people will have kids, and their kids will actually not know how to drink water because their parents went down and got IV hydrated. And pretty soon, the only thing that water's used for is a, you mean like in the toilet? It's become a reality, folks. I'm enough on that rant. Here we go. Here we go to the break. Looking for y'all. We'll be back here shortly. Republic of Texas Radio. Very far. Hope our best intentions. I was shy to pay attention. It's like you said. It's in my head. We can't run circles till the morning comes. When it does, I know it's on. It's you and I. Wouldn't miss it for the sun. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now.
The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
AncientLifeOil.com. For your CBD needs, just remember, AncientLifeOil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say, do the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma's all over CBD because of its Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to AncientLifeOil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market, AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person, you. AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing. We have topicals, too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use a topical. Think about it. AncientLifeOil.com.
So here we fight all through the night, going at it now, it's tooth and nail, and it's time for me to set my sails. Once we agree, set us free, it'll give us time to realize this love will set us for tonight.
And here we go, back to the Broken Texas Radio on August the 11th. Ranting of a sane man, or at least I guess in my own mind I consider myself sane. I like to catch people. You know, if you go into a store, if you can't find someone who will wait on you, they come up and say, "Do you need any help, sir?" Every now and then I'll look at them and say, "You know, I've been told I do." Some of them get it, some of them don't. But going on with my local area here, and local area which once again, the tendrils run from Fredericksburg up to and, heck, across over into East Germany and all kinds of places. Sheriff issues appeal to citizens. Responding to the increasing number of people wanting to assist law enforcement officials and build a stronger partnership with the fight against crime, Gillespie County Sheriff, I'm not even going to honor him with his name, announced that county citizens are being invited to become associate members of the Sheriff's Association of Texas. Membership appeals will also be mailed out. Individuals who choose to join the voluntary program can do so for $25, while businesses can show support for $100. Gee, you're going to pay for what I'm going to tell you about later. The funding provides critically important technical resources, training, and legislative support on key criminal justice issues, Mills said. Contributions are tax-deductible, and unlike other organizations, the membership program does not solicit membership by phone. With government funding becoming increasingly difficult to secure, the membership drive has taken on greater importance than ever before, Mills said. The program is committed to a no-telemarketing policy and only sends invitations by mail. Interested citizens can reach out to the Sheriff's Association of Texas at blah, 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 or going online. The program is formed to provide citizens with an opportunity to lend their support to more effective law enforcement and to help local law enforcement officers protect the lives and property of citizens that the Supreme Court has ruled that they have no real obligation to do. So, that's a big lie right there, anyway. As the need for building stronger public-private law enforcement partnerships. Public-private partnerships. Gee, just sounds all warm and cozy, don't it? As the need for building stronger public-private law enforcement partnerships in this country continues to escalate, programs such as this continue to grow in importance. I encourage everyone receiving a membership appeal to consider joining forces by becoming an associate member. It is a valuable investment in the future. Well, you know what this brings up to me? Kind of a stinky, nasty odors of people with the names of, like, Yevgeny Primakov and Marcus Wolf. So, do I see tendrils running from Gillespie County, Texas, where I currently am sitting on some land and breathing air that used to be clear? Do I see tendrils running not only to D.C., but across into East Germany, and like the East German Stasi, over into the ex-Soviet Union, and something called, you know, the KGB, the NKVD, whatever you want to call it, you know, Beria and those boys, all those good who knows, for all could be they've called themselves good Christians, as far as I know, but they are just do I see tendrils? Yeah. Do I see this neighborhood watch program? Well, it all sounds great and good, but, you know, there used to be a time when at least 15 years ago, even, out here, you knew most of your neighbors. Now I drive into town along my road here, and I see this older chick. She's out jogging all the time, and I've just call her pissed off jogging lady, because she jogs along. She's always got this real scowl on her face, and if she does acknowledge it, she just kind of flips a hand at you. Steve was amazed when he moved out here. You know, you'd be driving along a county road, or, you know, even in town somewhere, you know, come up on, you know, car coming at you, you wait, you know, people would wave at you. Steve was amazed. He said, yeah, he said, you know, around here, you know, people be driving along, they'll have their hand up on the steering wheel, you know, they'll raise a finger, you know, kind of wait, you know, wave at you, acknowledge you that you're there, and say, hey. He said, you know, where I come from, you know, a one-finger salute was something different, you know, he was amazed. You know, people out here were friendly, you know. You come up behind someone on the highway, people would pull off on the shoulder. Guys I brought down to deer hunt with me from Arkansas, we were coming down here and got down here close and came up behind a car, and they pulled off on the shoulder of the road, and my friends are like, what the hell is wrong with that guy? Is he drunk? What? And I said, no, he's courteous. You know, what do you mean? I said, here, watch. I said, you know, I pulled around him, you know, I rolled the window down, stuck my hand out, waved at him. They flashed their lights. You know, we went on. They didn't hold us up. They didn't feel like going the speed limit at night. Maybe been older, maybe just didn't have all that, you know, hurry to place to get to, like nowadays, like everyone is. I go into town now, it's like a fire ant nest in town now. It used to be peaceful. But people would pull over, you know. They actually made that against the law, to be courteous to people. We've got real wide shoulders on the majority of the roads out here. They built good road structure around here. And people, instead of holding you up and making you do the speed that they're doing, because they're not in a hurry, they don't particularly need to get anywhere, they just want to drive along and, you know, see if they see some deer. And I'll get back to this, kind of the world that I used to see on after these commercials here. Be back with you in a few minutes, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And here we are back with Republic of Texas Radio / Ranting of a Sane Man, whoever's opinion that might be. And I guess y'all are getting saved here, whoever might be listening. Here we've got a caller on the line, Dave in Michigan. Are you with me?
I am. How you doing, Al?
Oh, overall good. No, like I said, kind of... nauseated by you know, what I see going on around me, and just Agenda 21, everything coming in, and just, man, just getting faster and faster.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. It is getting ugly out there.
For us, Dave? If you take a good, honest look around, the people that, you know, we grew up with, that you could actually, you know, before cell phones were there, you know, you could start a conversation with a person and actually end a conversation with a person without, I can't remember the last one that I've had where someone said, hey, I've got to take this, you know, and it's like, well, you know, we didn't used to be that self-important, you know, we could sit and talk. It's kind of rude, you know. Anyhow, what do you got for us, Dave?
Well, so today is 8/11, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff has happened on, you know, 9/11, 7/11, 3/11.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever watch or listen to the Gematria effect? Oh, I got them. Everybody just came in the room I was hiding in.
that's no problem. Hey, you know, that's life. You know, we're human, aren't we? Right. Things happen.
Sunday morning, everybody getting ready for church.
At least it sounds like, you know, kids in a good mood. Or, yeah, that's family, you know, that's important.
And, you know, we live in the country, and, you know, things are different. Like, I know you're in Fredericksburg, and that's the hill country, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. We used to live in New Braunfels back in the 80s. You know, we uprooted and moved to Texas and, you know, started a family, and then the bottom fell out, and we had, just like it had fallen out here, we had to leave, and then we ended up coming back. But anyway... okay, I'm going to go in the garage. That's probably the safest place.
Run away.
That way I could control the door. Oh, man. Anyway, so 811, you ever listen to Zach Hubbard, Gematria Effect News? He's got a YouTube channel. It may be different now. He's on like his 19th YouTube channel. They keep taking him down. But are you familiar with Gematria or Gematria?
To a point. Inform me. Bring me up to speed.
Okay, so it's numerology. You know, these ancient Hebrews, they all believed, and then all this New World Order stuff, they all believed that.
Can I still hear? We lose Dave.
Did you lose me? Alan.
Okay, now I hear you, Dave.
Okay.
Sorry, you dropped off on my end there.
Okay. Anyway, so the ancient Hebrews, they wrote this code where they merged letters and numbers. And so A equals 1. There's several different ciphers, they say, but... So in the easiest one, A equals 1, B equals 2, and so on. And they're following me out again.
I understand that. My father was a cryptologist.
Yeah, so they code. Everything seems to be going by the numbers. It's so crazy. Okay, the thing that I remember that stands out the most to me, so I'm legally blind, so I can't really do it myself, but this is one of the decodes. So on 9/11, we had Flight 77, right? They claim that Flight 77 hit the Pentagon. We don't believe that. Most of us don't, but they want us to, and this is the code. Flight 77 left the airport. 77 minutes later, it hit the Pentagon, which is 77 feet tall, and the construction was 77, I forget the number. There's something to do with the date it was built.
And when was the cornerstone laid?
Yeah, I don't remember. Maybe that was in 1977.
9/11, wasn't it?
Was it on 9/11, 77?
I do believe. The Pentagon, I do believe.
Okay, yep. And so... So all these 77s, you know, are adding up for that day. And there's just so much. When you listen to this guy, and he decodes all of these current events, all these political events, deaths, like political deaths, guys in the movie industry, guys in the music industry, and they seem to be dying. They're like sacrificial deaths. People's family members, that like rock and roll stars or movie actors, made it big, and then all of a sudden one of their family members dies, and then he'll decode it, and it'll all add up to these crazy numbers. And anyway, the numbers add up today that something crazy is supposed to happen. We don't know exactly what, but do you remember Gilbert Gottfried, that weird sounding actor?
Oh, yes, obnoxious as could be. Yeah, that rail, yeah.
Right. He played my kids, you know, I got kids, and they watched the Disney movie Aladdin and Iago, the bird. That was Gilbert Gottfried's voice. Anyway, he just came out with a cryptic message on somewhere on the internet. Somebody played it for us on this call I was on Friday night. And it was Gilbert Gottfried saying, "Stay off the Golden Gate Bridge on 8/11. And I can't remember exactly what else he said. Hang on, buddy. You can look that up. You know, Gilbert Gottfried, 8/11. And it is pretty cryptic after I've been hearing for months and months that you know, the numbers are all adding up. 8-11, you know, it's going to be one of them 9-11 days. And I don't know, is there going to be a false flag or, you know, some crazy something's going to, it may happen, it may not. But anyway, I just wanted to throw that out and see if you, what you thought about it and if you heard about any of that stuff.
That thing in particular, I've not, Dave, but as far as to, you know, what you're talking about, you know, about do they plan these things? Do they play games with us? You know, like you know, they are, you know, a different species, which they might be, you know, reptoids from the planet Pop-Tart for all we know. Yeah, they play games with us. They are, these, they're not stupid. They're intelligent, but they're intelligent in an evil, twisted, malicious way.
Oh, yeah, they're evil geniuses, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, you wish you could admire what they've done and what they're doing, and unfortunately what they will be doing, but we, you know, those of us who are out there who are good people, who just want to, you know, be left alone, basically, you know, and live how we want, you know, they don't want that, and, you know, and most of them don't want to believe that this is even possible. Most people would listen to what you just said, Dave, and say, well, that's just crazy, that geomancy, that numerology stuff, and, you know, but, you know, how, like you said, how many times is it just coincidence that, you know, so many things have happened on 9/11 or, you know, 420 or, you know, in that range,
right.
You know, besides, you know, 420 weed time. But,
yeah.
You know, and Dave, you know, with your, you said you're legally blind and everything.
I am.
That makes you listen much more intently and more deeply, I would imagine, than a lot of the people around you. You will hear things and retain things that most people just kind of just, even if they're sitting in the same room with you and watching or listening to the same thing, will just flip past them, and you retain it, I bet. And you see the tendrils, you see the connections.
I have more vision than the sighted people that they know.
Yeah, you know, it's nothing that I would wish on anyone, but, you know, a lot of these people I think would be almost better in your situation, because it would force them to use their brain more. You know, because it's the visual input that we're given, you know. Television, you know, you read a book, you know, you have to, you know, create everything in your mind. Or, you know, you can't read, you hear a book, and you have to create, you know, what does a dragon look like, and blah, blah, blah. You create, you know, your own vision of what that story is presenting to you, and a good writer can do that, and everyone will have, you know, their own individual interpretation of that. You know, especially if you haven't seen, you know, the cover on the book or something like that, you know, so you have, you know, a picture of what they think the dragon looks like, you know. Then you go in with a preconception, and that's, you know, that's preloading to a point, you know, I guess to make the experience richer or make people buy your book more or whatever. But, you know, when you have it all visually in sound and everything presented to you as truth, you know, you don't really have to think about much of anything, because, you know, your imagination's gone. You don't have to think about what, you know, they're talking about on television might look like, because it's put in front of you, or a movie, you know, it's put in front of you. They give you their idea of what the world is, and they create the world you live in. You know, and
programming.
What, you know, yeah, exactly. Yes, normalization.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you. I almost just said this without thinking about it. You can see probably better than most of the people around you. And that's the truth. I would think.
You know. I do feel that way in many instances. You know, not to blow my own horn, but yeah.
I don't see you as putting yourself on a pedestal.
No.
Yeah.
Right. And
you're doing what most people should be doing, you know, and what we used to do, you know, you would sit and you had to actually think about things, because everything was not given to you. Everything wasn't just so convenient. You know, you had to think about what you're going to get, you know, at the grocery store, because you couldn't just run down to the convenience store, you know, and buy, you know, a quart of milk or whatever. You know, you actually had to wait till the store was open, and, you know, you couldn't shop on weekends because you had blue laws, et cetera, et cetera. You know, we used to have to think and actually use your brain to a point. And nowadays, with everything being so convenient, it's really, we're surrounded by a bunch of morons. I'm sorry.
Alan, you got to put me on mute. I got half the family's leaving, and I got to take care of the little guy here. So I appreciate you and you taking over the show, and keep up the good work, man. I love your rants, and yeah, you're awesome. Thanks, brother.
I appreciate someone out there liking hearing what, you know, what I've got to say, because it's not good, you know. I'm not going to sit here and fill you full of fluffy bunnies, but, you know, the truth is, as far as I can see it, is what I'm trying to get out. So I thank you for the call, Dave. Always welcome to give a call anytime.
All right, thanks, man.
Bet. Good. Yeah, Yeah, good call. Yeah, Dave in Michigan. I don't think we've heard from him before. And I don't look at it, and I hope Steve didn't think this. He said, you know, for taking over the show, and it's like, well, Steve, like I said, Steve got a lot on his plate. We all have our own demons we're fighting, and Carlos Castaneda, like we talked about last week, I will admit, I've done psychedelics, and I heard, Doc Ram say once you've done that, you're different from the other people around you, the ones who have not, because it really, it does give you a different way, that there are other possible ways of thinking out there, ways of viewing things, whether they're right or wrong. The world we live in says they're all wrong, but, a lot of religious ceremonies, like David brought up last weekend, David Devine, and that was I had fun with him. I really liked that interview. That was fun. I'm going to try to get more into some of that technology stuff, the Stargates and, the free energy, Don Smith and, putting the Tesla coil, taking, the primary coil and moving from the bottom of the secondary to the middle of it and spinning it both directions and getting high voltage off one end and amperage off the other end, and recombining it and getting usable current instead of, all kinds of things. We'll get more into that. But this week, I guess I'll just continue a little bit more on my rant. I was saying, I don't look at it as I took over Steve's show, because if he gets comfortable and wants to come back again, I'm more than happy to let him take the reins. It doesn't feel right just me being up here, because, to tell you the truth, I don't feel like I'm all that super important, and that just me up here babbling by myself is, I don't look at myself as any kind of an oracle. I'm up here telling you a little bit about what I see going on in my, what used to be a small town, and what it's now looks like a friggin' fire ant nest when you go into town. It's almost not safe to drive in town. Let me see. What was that next article? I have that thing I had here. Where did it go? Ran off on me. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. Democrats to hear program by city manager. And our city manager that we got, I'll tell you how he came into being. There once was a time was a lady named Nancy Battle, who used to live in Colorado and be a real estate agent out there. Well, they were going to retire and buy a piece of property, and she figured out, she bought a place out there in the mountains of Colorado, her and her husband, and started to build out there, and government come up and said, wait a minute, you can't do this, take that down, destroy that, it's got to stay the way it was. Nope, you can only build over here, and you can only build the size of an outhouse, basically. She moved down here. She was almost in tears when she was telling me her story. All those years I thought I was making money, but I thought I was helping people buy something, they could retire on and love and, build and have it and, use as they want. And she goes, and she looked at me, she goes, almost crying. She goes, Alan, I figured out that, I said, Nancy, I said, that they don't really own anything. And she goes, yeah, it's not really yours. And she was just, she had some cojones. She got up in front of city council and was talking, Ickley's in here, Ickley's taking over and Agenda 21's here, and you got the ACOG, the Alamo Area Council of Governments, and it's all United Nations, and it's all taken over, it's not your small town anymore, they're moving in, and they were like, next, but she got their attention, because the newspaper that I'm reading you articles from, that once was owned by local people here, was instantly sold, and it was a slow but subtle change in the wording of articles, in the articles that did appear, and a new city manager was brought in. The old city manager all of a sudden decided that he was going to retire after being city manager for like 28 years. He was tired of public life. He's going to retire. And they bring in this new guy, Kent Myers, and he's got his Currier Vitae's, I looked at it and I saw the one thing that just made me cringe, and it was he had a green award from the American Planning Association. Yee-haw! I'll find my article from planning.org here sometime and read you that one. Because this is what like trains your city, county employees, state employees, city councils, Rotary clubs probably go to them. When they go to these continuing ed classes and everything, and it's mind-twisting. It's all Delphi technique, et cetera, et cetera. But here we go. Democrats to hear program by city manager. Fredericksburg City Manager Kent Myers will be the guest speaker at the Gillespie County Democratic Association meeting, blah, 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 at the Law Enforcement Center, blah, blah, blah. A now complete community visioning plan, a path to the future, will be the topic for Myers' presentation. Community visioning plan. Mark, I know your ears just perked up on one word, and mine perked up when I heard the other one, the V word. The Root for Myers program began in 1998 when 11 community leaders formed a committee to develop a plan. Another word that brings up panic in me, for the future of Fredericksburg and Gillespie County. The final plan, Journey to 2020, a focus on something we'll get to after the break here, folks. We'll be right back, Republic of Texas Radio.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, have you heard of heavy metals? I'm not talking about the heavy metals in the junkyard. I'm talking about the heavy metals that build up in your body. Heavy metals in your body can make you feel sluggish, fatigued, and just plain off. Why not try Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com? Cleansing your body and making you feel great. No, not cleansing the outside of your body, but cleansing the inside of your body of intruders that sneak their way into you and set up an intruder camp. Life Change Tea helps remove unwanted intruder camps. Brew it, steep it, and drink in the results. Tastes great so you can create a new health habit. Our tea loves to help people. It just needs the chance. So order yours today by logging on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our Life Change Super Strength Tea is waiting. This could be a beautiful relationship. Take charge of your health. Order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back once again, folks, to Republic of Texas Radio / Rantings of a Sane Man. And I was just ranting on our city manager and the visioning, the community visioning process, you know, the plan for 2020. You know, there's a lot of I remember Saudi Arabia had a 2020 plan. Some of those other Arab places over there had 2020s. This is all United Nations stuff, folks. See, tendrils, the web, you know, the strings on the web, they lead back, you know, towards certain central areas, you know. Like I said, if you sit back and you think about it, like I said, knowledge without being knowledgeable about what it means and what is actually presented and what correlations and collations it has to things in East Germany. You know, it can be confusing if you can't connect. And that's, we need to learn to cognitively think again. And I see stuff like this, you know, here in the public notice in the paper, Department of Homeland Security, Federal Emergency Management Agency, proposed flood hazard determinations for the city of Fredericksburg and unincorporated areas of Gillespie County, Texas. Case number 19-06-0111P. The Department of Homeland Security's Federal Emergency Management Agency solicits technical information or comments on proposed flood hazard determinations for the flood insurance rate map. Flood insurance. Who's running stuff? Had a sheriff actually tell me that, oh, no, we can't let you off. You know, if we catch you drunk, you know, we can't say, well, I'll follow you home. Don't let me catch you like this again. And, oh, no, if our insurance company found out about that, they'd shut us down in a week. So here we go. I see ties. I see strings. Everything has strings. Everything runs back. And there's a big fat spider up there somewhere sitting there feeling all those little tweaks and twangs. Hazard determinations for the flood insurance rate map. And where applicable, the flood insurance study report for your community. These flood hazard determinations may include the addition or modification of base flood elevations, base flood depths, special flood hazard area boundaries or zone designations, or the regulatory floodway. The firm, and if applicable, the FIS report, have been revised to reflect these flood hazard determinations through issuance of a letter of map revision. That's a LOMER. When they start giving you acronyms, you know you're in trouble. In accordance with Title 44, Part 65, the Code of Federal Regulations, these determinations are the basis for the floodplain management measures that your community is required to adopt or show evidence of having, in effect, to qualify or remain qualified for participation in the National Flood Insurance Program. Oh, here's some money, no strings, just dangle like a puppet for me. For more information on the proposed flood hazard determination and information on the statutory 90-day period provided for appeals, please visit FEMA's website at blah, 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 blah. Okay. Yeah. Can't just hide out here in the hills no more, can you? I'll just hide out here and stay quiet and they'll leave me alone. Ain't going to happen. Another one down. Let's see, what do I got next here? Oh, here. I guess they got so tired of in the local paper of having the on the for the sheriff and the city police arrest rates and stops and everything. I guess they got tired of everything being more drunks stopped, more drunks arrested, more meth, more this. So here's the big headline: police investigated high tip rates by pizza deliverer. That is, man, that ought to be a meme. That ought to do pound sign. And police investigated high tip rates by pizza deliverer. I hear music in the background here, and I'll continue on this rant after the top of the hour here. Hang with us for a few minutes, folks. We'll be back.
Instead, they gave with all that they had to give. Made sure that their brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And welcome back to Republic of Texas Radio /